Later, loser. Later, loser. Later, loser.
This is the customized ring that Super Joe set up later, for me loser. Whenever the president calls.
Later, loser.
All right. I'm getting the phone. Good morning, Mr. President. How are you?
Tremendous, Cochran. You know, despite the lousy spring weather here in Washington, you know, today they're calling for partly subpoena with a chance of Mueller report. You know, frankly, I'm gonna go ahead and blame John McCain for the crappy forecast.
Enough with the McCain. I mean, why the focus on a deceased war hero? It's, you know, it's kind of the point where some Republicans are upset with you. Some have actually had the guts to actually say something. Mitt Romney and Isaacson from Georgia.
You know who they are. They're a bunch of rhino snowflakes. It's unbelievable. Did you see where Mr. One Season Celebrity Apprentice loser Arnold Schwarzenegger criticized me? Yeah, I think that's what he did. I mean, I couldn't understand what the hell the kindergarten cop was saying on the White House voicemail he left. Team of interpreters were throwing their hands up. No clue. No clue at all.
Just threw their hands up and walked out.
Pathetic.
You mentioned Mueller. Are you thinking the report's coming out?
No, but I will tell you, I'm really excited about what this is coming out. The new Mel Gibson, Vince Vaughn movie, Dragged Across Concrete. I'm going to get the first screening for that one.
Yeah, it does sound like fun. I thought you might go with being caught in an elevator with Jeff Sessions. I thought that
could also work.
Or maybe Weekend at Camp David with Mike Pence.
Keep them coming.
Well,
I like this.
How about cleaning the food out of David Letterman's beard? These are all better options.
Boy, that's scary.
All right, now, on your tweets, did you really threaten Saturday Night Live with a federal investigation for mocking you?
No, that's wrong. I threatened SNL with a federal investigation because they're not funny.
Well,
they're
right.
Not funny.
You're right.
They have like 30 people on that show. Nobody knows who the hell any of them are. I haven't seen a bigger pack of nobody since all the Democrats that are running for president. It's totally sad.
So what's going to be investigated?
I'm personally having that loser Alec Baldwin investigated for presidential identity theft, elder abuse, and drunk and disorderly conduct, because there's no way he's doing that bad impression sober, believe me. And Baldwin's makeup artist should be arrested, too. He doesn't look anything like me at all. He looks like Walter Matthau in a really bad wig.
Right.
My hair's all real, by the way.
No question. All right, new topic, Mr. President. Don't you think it's a problem, after everything that was said about Hillary, lock her up, that your daughter, senior advisor Ivanka, and Jared have been using personal emails and WhatsApp for government business?
Okay, excuse me. It's not the same thing as Hillary doing it. It's not the same. Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State.
Uh-huh.
We've just given Jared and Ivanka fun fake jobs so they can feel like they're sitting in the grown-ups table with everyone else. Okay? It's obvious. Go look at their emails and messages. It's nothing but cutesy unicorn emojis and boy band lyrics. And I'm just talking about Jared's emails.
Yeah, no, I get it. Now, the lawyer for Jared is a big-shot Washington lawyer named Abby Lowe, and we heard his lawyer told the House Oversight Committee that Jared continues to use WhatsApp to conduct official business, and then he takes screenshots of the stuff he thinks it should be saved. Does that sound good?
Now, these House Democrats are such a joke. I mean, you got the spicy Latina, the wise old grumpy guy, the goody two-shoes. Oh, wait. I'm just describing the cast of Modern Family. Forget it. No, yet this is just presidential harassment, or an extension of it. What the hell is WhatsApp, Cochran? Okay, WhatsApp? Who really knows? The only app I've seen Jared use is Words with Friends. Yeah, he plays it with the foreign officials. So what? He's pretty good at it. Not as good as me. I use all the best words. Huge vocabulary.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
As for Ivanka, my baby girl's completely innocent. Yeah, she only plays Candy Crush, and she's totally hot.
All right, the creep factor is really getting up here. Now, your senior counselor, Kellyanne Conway, her husband, George Conway, said you have narcissistic personality disorder. He said you're the worst kind of dumb. You called him a total loser, a husband from hell. Have you talked to Kellyanne?
No, but frankly, I feel very sorry for Kellyanne. I mean, what a couple they are. Huh? They make Melania and I look like we have a perfect marriage. And we do. We do. But George Conway needs to get a life and a shrink. I mean, in all fairness, the guy really tends to internalize things, especially all-you-can-eat buffets.
Maybe that would be good for him to internalize things. Maybe he should stuff it all down, huh? Including the buffets?
Keep it inside. Don't let it out.
I think that's right. So you've been tweeting for Fox to bring back Jeanine Pirro. This is the judge that's on Saturday nights. She got in trouble with her controversial comments about Congresswoman Omar, who keeps shooting her mouth off. She's entering her second week off the air at Fox. Now, should they bring her back?
Absolutely. Look, the White House flag has been brought to half staff all week for her tremendous absence. It's just tragic what they're doing. Those other hot chicks at Fox News really look up to Judge Jeanine. I mean, she got her first set of breast implants before any of those girls were ever born. Okay? Now, if Fox is going to bench someone, why don't they bench Shepard Smith? This loser, have you seen him? He shouldn't be anchoring the news. He should be doing the be the new spokesman for Flex Seal.
You know what? He'd be good at that. I hadn't even thought of that.
Put a denim shirt on him, boom.
All right, let's move on. Now, how do you feel about the Democrats trying to make a connection to corruption between you and the ex-owner of the Asian massage place in Florida where your buddy Robert Kraft got his happy ending?
It's unbelievable. Look, the Democrats are so desperate right now. They're bigly desperate, Cochran. I've said it once. I've said it a thousand times. I have never even heard of the Orchids of Asia Day Spa in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. And they have terrible parking.
I totally get it. Finally, Joe Biden's anticipated entry into the 2020 race. Any thoughts on that or the already running Beto O'Rourke?
You know what? Just on his name alone, I'm talking about Beto, I know he's not going to get the nomination. I mean, him and that Amy Klobuchar woman, they're terrible names. And that kid mayor from South Bend, Pete Buttigieg. Yeah, let's see. We got Beto, Klobuchar, and Buttigieg. Sounds like an incredibly horrible law firm. It really does. Look, I'll leave you with this, Cochran. We already know that Betamax used to wear a dress in a punk rock band.
What?
He has a DUI from 1998. It's just what America needs is a cross-dressing Ted Kennedy running for president. Believe me.
Well, you've really summed it up as usual, sir. Appreciate the time.
I hear the golf simulator calling. Later, loser.
I think he's really warming up to me.
I think so.
Seems like it.